I'm fine. I got back into the alcove with smoke. Croker called. Your in-laws understand about the shadows? Ty Day saw them at Lake Tanji. They'll keep their heads down. Smoke and I went straight up half a mile so I can get an idea of who was doing what to whom, where, and when. Everybody was doing something to somebody. The night was alive with trails of fire down around the Shadow Gate. It looked as though some of the old division were still there, giving the replacements a hand. There were a few fireballs flying around in Kialune and the wastes between the ruins and Overlook, though not so many as I'd expected. Maybe I'd gotten the warning to Lady too late. I headed downward. Below me, the ruins and surrounding area began to develop a case of measles as ruby dots took life. In moments, those gave birth to red threads that slithered through the night in search of other measles. Whatever it was, Lady was behind it. It encouraged a lot of yelling and running. The people getting excited all proved to belong to the Prince's division. Lady's men were rounding them up and disarming them. Those who chose to remain loyal to her, of course. The worm had turned real fast. The Prince himself exercised the better part of valor, accompanied by his staff, his bodyguards, and anyone else who could run fast enough to keep up. Lady had impressed them quickly and thoroughly, and the survivors fully understood that their futures might be much more pleasant if welcomed somewhere else. There were a lot of dead people around. Most appeared to be stubborn Taglian loyalists. The rubies grew larger and brighter. The threads connected, then contracted into straight, rigid lines. Seen up close, those hummed and crackled and popped ferociously when some fool touched them. Said fool always fell down stone dead. The red light smelled bad. It took me a moment to recognize the odor, because I wasn't expecting it. The ruby light exuded the smell of Kina. Lady was drawing upon the goddess to create her sorcery. The lines of power she laid down carved the area into triangles of isolation that could be escaped, but only by using great caution. The lines kept the Prince's faithful from supporting one another. Consequently, Lady was emerging triumphant, although she was outnumbered dramatically. She was a nasty old bitch. I closed in on her. She had reached a state where she was happy with the way things were going. I presumed. It was hard to read her emotional state when she was buttoned up inside the Lifetaker costume. She told Isi and Ochiba, "That should take care of that for a while." Isi said, "I guess this means no more warm barracks and no more combat pay." There had been no pay for anybody since the battle at Chirandaprash. Not that there was anything to spend pay on, unless One-Eye's brewing scheme was more successful than I believed. "I suspect our contract has been terminated, yes. And the captain is likely to be put out because all its terms have not yet been met." That was true, though the prince and his sister had been cautioned repeatedly against failing to fulfill their end of the bargain. And right now, those warnings had to be weighing heavily on the prince's mind. He had cast his fortune with Soulcatcher, for whatever reason, and the snake had turned in his hand. How many times had he heard Croker tell what had happened to past employers who'd turned on the company? Plenty. Catcher must have done some strong selling to make him turn on us. She must have been convinced that she